It's time to prepare the bride. It's time to be holy and purified. Time for her flesh to be.
Shalom. Welcome to the Remnant Mama Show, where we are living and learning a restoration lifestyle. This is Nitza Moshe with Remnant Remedy, and I'm back today with April Renee of the Vaccination Information Coalition. She was with us last week on the live show. This show is the regular live show. However, this week it is recorded so that I can go to the airport and pick up a sister to get ready to go to the She Brews Conference. That's going to be held on August 19th, 20th, and 21st. If you haven't done that yet, then be sure to register by calling Cindy at 503-316-1220. Originally, April, I believe VIC was the Vaccination Injury Coalition, but I think it's the Vaccination Information Center, or it's changed a couple of times in its name. Can you explain that?
We did. We were the Vaccine Injury Coalition. And about, I guess, a little bit over a year ago, under the recommendation of Dr. Truat, one of our researchers, he suggested I change the name, change the I to information. So now we are information. I'm getting ready to actually incorporate that in LLC as Information Coalition.
April, will you give us that information for contacting VIC or the Vaccination Information website?
VacInfo, Vietnam Victor, AC, INFO.org. VacInfo.org. And our toll-free number, if anybody does not have access to a computer and needs help, is 800-939-8227.
Well, last week we talked about how vaccinations violate the body, violate scripture with the blood laws of unclean blood, unlike seed and kind because of the different animal parts, pieces, hormones, whatever, that are mixed in the body, and how basically it destroys the immune system. And Father has created an immune system for us. And I know years ago that Bill Gothard used to do a really good teaching program. And if you bought his complete set of works, it included some research done by doctors. And the doctors had compared the immune system to a castle with the moat and the walls and the sentry soldiers, and how disease, bacteria, viruses had to come through those barriers. But when we vaccinate and go directly into the bloodstream, then we get rid of that and we use up our immune system. And our immune system is like a bank, and there are only so many deposits. And so when we vaccinate our body over and over, we are taking withdrawals from our immune system. And so then when something comes along that we really need to fight, our immune system doesn't really have any arsenal left to fight. And additionally, we're not just using up our immune system, we are actually poisoning our body and violating the laws that Father's given us to protect us and give us healthy bodies. And these things that we have taken that are unclean and mixed into our bodies lay dormant for disease that will pop up later in life during stress times, correct?
Absolutely. I mean, I just can't tell you how clear he made that to me after losing my baby, that he's our master physician. Trust him. If he wanted some vaccine, he would have, you know, made us with them.
Yeah, he could have just equipped each one of us with our own syringe and needle so that we could apply vaccinations the rest of our life. But that's not the way Father created us or delivered us.
Exactly. Our poison blood, should we say. Poison blood. He gave us pure blood for a reason at birth.
Well, we know that from the beginning of creation, the enemy has been very busy trying to produce defiled, unclean blood, unclean mixed people and animals. And it was right there in creation that was, you know, I believe part of the reasons for the flood that created the violence. And so the enemy's busy, and it's just so in our face today with the genetically modified food and wanting to poison us and modify our bodies. So we're not even wholly human with all of this stuff in us, and our blood isn't pure.
Or as pure as it can be. I mean, I mentioned last show that, you know, unfortunately, we have generational damage as well, because our parents, our grandparents, I mean, all the way since the 1700s, they've been poisoning our blood with the animal, you know, blood and RNA and DNA, because they've been using the animals since they began, back with the smallpox vaccination and Edward Jenner. So we've literally been contaminating the RNA and DNA and the human genetic makeup. It's what he's shown me clearly.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you bring that up because oftentimes a lot of our problems in the world today is that man thinks he's smarter than Yahweh, and it is in many of our textbooks. And this is what we're trained to believe, that these men did great things when they created the vaccination. In the textbooks, even our Christian textbooks and a lot of Christian and homeschool curriculum that's Bible-based belief, they will have a section in the science books or the health books stating how these men did great things with the vaccinations. And yet, man just basically thought he was smarter than Yahweh, trying to solve the problem when perhaps what they should have done is gone back to what laws of Yahweh's or Yeshua, our Creator, God of the universe, what were we violating that was causing these outbreaks of diseases? And so many times I've had to rip out pages or just flat tell my children in a curriculum while teaching them that, you know, these people aren't heroes. And if you study, you will find that most of these diseases were declining, and we need to return to his ways, and it's not the truth. And so I have to undo those pages in a lot of very fine books otherwise. And then I will replace their learning with books, research, facts, and information, and the science behind how the body works, and the research papers that have been done about vaccination, so that they can learn and understand why, not only from a scientific point of view, but also from a biblical point of view, we don't vaccinate and it is a violation of the living stones temple that Yahweh has given us.
Yeah, and that's really what, you know, like I said, the overall message is to stop worshiping these men, doctors that, you know, think they're our creator. They don't believe in him that taught evolution. They're not taught nutrition in medical school. And all the stuff that we're being taught from whenever, our parents, our grandparents, is misinformation. You know, Big Pharma has found a way, and really it's not even Big Pharma. I don't know if I mentioned this on this radio show last time or the one I did on Friday, but the real evidos, I call them, the evildoers, are the families that own the pharmaceutical companies. I'm talking about the Rothschild family, the Rockefeller family. These are the ones that have, for, I have a whole article on my front page of my website. It's kind of hidden. It's under scripture, a scripture in Psalm. But if you scroll down to the bottom of my website, thevacinfo.org, and you look at the hyperlink, hold on, I'm going to it right now so I can tell you exactly where it's at. Psalm 94:16, it's at the bottom of the front page. Who will rise up against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? And if you click on that link, you will find an unbelievable, I think it's about 100-page article going back to the whole history of the Rothschild family and exposing even the whole banking system and everything. So these families have, you know, because they control the pharmaceutical companies, and the pharmaceutical companies are the ones that fund the medical schools and all that, and they control everything for that matter, you know, they have given us misinformation. Perfect example, the polio vaccine. Everybody thinks the vaccine's eradicated polio. But when you look at the actual history, and even my presentation, I show the charts, polio was coming down because of better sanitation and nutrition way before the introduction of the vaccinations. What the pharmaceutical companies do is they wait for the polio epidemic or any epidemic like chickenpox, whatever, measles, mumps, rubella, wait for it to come down, you know, pretty much all the way, anywhere from 75% or lower, you know, eradicated on its own naturally before they introduce the vaccine, and then claim their vaccine eradicated the disease. And then, of course, they use fear. They tell us chickenpox is a deadly disease now. They use fear. So it's all misinformation. Dr. Tim O'Shea exposes in his book, The Sanctity of Human Blood, how, you know, the polio epidemic, 90% of people that were exposed to polio didn't even come down with any symptoms, because they had strong cellular terrains. The one with the weakened immune systems are the ones that can be, you know, have the sickness, or can be exposed to, you know, a bad germ, or become affected by a bad germ, should I say. And this is my husband's whole message, is germs don't cause disease. The whole vaccine premise and whole drug industry is based on the germs causing the disease, and it's just the biggest lie it's ever been told, Nisa. I mean, it's just amazing how misinformed we are.
Well, you know, this is the reason why it's so important to go and find out the information so that you can arm yourself intellectually as well as spiritually. For me, as I shared my testimony in the first show that we did, my no vaccinating was a revelation and a spoken word from Yahweh. So I will not personally argue knowledge with a doctor or a hospital, because the bottom line for me is that I refuse to disobey Yahweh and poison me or my children and defile their blood and their bodies that are the temples of the living God. However, it is extremely important to arm yourself with the information so that when you're facing a doctor or a hospital and your child is sick and you're having some kind of interaction with them, because they will get angry. I have seen so many nurses and so many doctors and hospitals torment me, my family, and other people because we did not vaccinate. And they have a spirit about them that wants to destroy you and call you a neglectful, abusive parent. So it is very, very important that you arm yourself so that you have that knowledge or at least know where to go to get that information so that you can present that and arm and defend yourself, of course, and then by the Ruach HaKodesh. Because I will guarantee you that you will have to stand your ground and they will intimidate you and they will try to take your children. I've been there, I've seen it to my family and others. If you're over 50 years old, just keep in mind something. In 1950, you only needed three vaccinations, only three times to poison yourself. But today, if you take all the vaccinations that you are scheduled to take, you have 68 by the time you're 12 years old. And as an adult, when you get done, you have 141 vaccinations. Let me ask you, the people who can remember, look back. When did it change? When did it become child abuse and neglect for not vaccinating your child or putting them in a car seat? Do you realize that is what has happened? And the mindset of everyone today in America is that you need to do those things or you are a bad parent. Now go to a foreign country. You know, until recently, and still in many countries, yes, they're poisoning the people with vaccinations, but their mindset of the people are not, well, you have to vaccinate, you're a bad, horrible parent. I mean, they don't take children away from people just because they don't have the living conditions that we have in this country. Now, I am speaking particularly about the third world countries where people are more agriculturally living and have a relation to the land. We need to wake up and get back to reality, but our television and our media so defines what we think, and the enemy will come to challenge you and challenge your parental rights and ability to protect your children. They will intimidate you, so be prepared.
I know, I know. And it really should be illegal. It should be illegal. There have been attorneys that have literally contacted schools, especially in West Palm Beach, because in West Palm Beach, Florida, they actually say no shots, no school, no kidding. And we had an attorney, yeah, a friend of mine, a chiropractor friend of mine, contacted an attorney, and the attorney called the school and made them take the sign down. He's like, that's misleading. He didn't even let them know there are exemptions. And really, that's the biggest misinformation people have, is they think that they have to have them go to school, and it's just not true. Every state is an exemption. I have two unvaccinated children in the public school system.
Well, you know, and the thing is it's really sad because there's a lot of really good doctors and nurses out there and people in the medical field, but many of them, they don't really know what is going on, what the laws are. School officials, they don't really know. They are just in the mode that they think they're obeying the law and they're doing something good for you, and you're supposed to be doing the same thing. They don't understand. So being armed and having that information and keeping your witness about you and walking in love and humbly, even when they rage at you, goes a long way with Father protecting you and helping them to see, because they're suffering from the same things and they don't even know it, and their families and loved ones.
Yeah, they're mistaught.
Excuse me, April, we need to take a break. We'll be right back after this short message.
Rise up, my bride, get ready to go. It's time to prepare for the days of woe.
Welcome back, April Renee from Vaccination Information Center. We'll continue.
Can I say in my presentation also, I wish all you guys were pediatricians and nurses. You just don't know. You know, I don't know if I said this last time, but this is really important. I had a registered nurse in at one of my presentations a couple years ago, and she actually stopped me when I was showing the polio decline in disease naturally, you know, where the vaccine was introduced before the introduction of the vaccine. She said, April, do you know they show the same charts in medical school, but only from the point where the vaccine's introduced down? So they're not showing how the epidemic was coming down, you know, and then the vaccine was introduced. So they're just totally mistaught. And then, of course, they're doing their job. They're making, you know, this is their living. This is they're doing their job. And they're not going to question it. I've got a wonderful article on my website under the article link by Dr. Jackie Legat. And it's called Four Generations of No Vaccinations. She's actually writing a book right now on it. But it's an unbelievable article I put in one of my nonprofit newsletters I had years ago. But anybody who wants to see the effects of four generations with no vaccines, you know they've never even had a cavity. It's unbelievable. It's an amazing article. And I can't wait till she gets her book finished because I will definitely be carrying it on my website.
Now, the vaccinations have increased from 1950 to only 3 vaccines to the many that are required today, correct?
Mm-hmm. Smallpox, polio, and tetanus.
So we have gone from 3 vaccines since 1950 to 68 up until the age of 12, and that does not include the adult vaccinations, which makes it a total of 141 for a person. And from birth until 18 months, it's 36 vaccines or vaccinations, correct?
Mm-hmm. I have it on the website, the updated numbers for this year. It's up to 36 now.
Well, if we could please just go over some of them, because I know that in the cities, people don't realize this, but there are a lot of people that have been out preparing that live in rural America who do not have computers, do not have access to the internet, that live off grid, who listen to this show via someone downloading it for them on an MP3 or an iPod or CDs that we've copied, et cetera. So sometimes we might need to go over some things because not everybody has access to the internet, or maybe once a month they go to the library in town when they go shopping or something. And living in the Northwest here, I am kind of sensitive to that and realize that there are lots of people around me who do not have daily access to the internet and that information.
Oh, okay.
Now, do you have the information on the website as to how many vaccinations they require or tell us that we have to have on the website?
Yes, I do. As of, well, by the time they're 6 months of age, if you follow the pediatrician's recommendation, your child's given 25 vaccines. And then by 18 months of age, 36 vaccines. And then by the time they're 12 years of age, 68 vaccines. It is just insane because sometimes it's 9 all at one time. Diphtheria, pertussis, and tetanus in the DTP or DPT. The MMR, 3 live viruses, measles, mumps, and rubella. So 36 vaccines by the time these babies are 18 months of age. And then do you know also the CDC has an adult vaccine recommended schedule? So if you follow their recommendations, which of course the pediatricians and all the docs follow the CDC, the Center for Disease Control, or I call causes, Center for Disease Causes, they will recommend for you to get 141 vaccines in your lifetime if you follow their recommendation.
Well, you know, I had an experience when my second child was born, when my first full-term baby was born. I had her in the hospital. That was before I learned to do something different. The day she was born, within an hour, the nurse came in, did not ask me, did not tell me, did not get my consent. She just rolled me over and put a needle in my hiney, and I rolled me back, and I turned around and said, "What did you do that for? What was that for?" She says, "Well, your records didn't indicate that you had the measles or the German measles, so we just gave you a vaccination." And you know what was really interesting about that was I was sick and my immune system was down for years. By the time my daughter had been 8 months old, I'd had some kind of blood disease, some kind of strange disease. The doctors couldn't tell me what it was. What would happen is I would wake up and it would feel like someone beat me with a bat up underneath my armpit and my shoulder. And then the next day, where that pain had been, I would be black and blue. And then I would get a new place as it moved down my arm where it felt like I had been beat. And I would wake up again the next day, black and blue. And this continued until it reached my fingertips. Doctors had no idea what it was, and it did go away. I did find later in some research, though, that it had to do with the blood and its reaction to the vaccination that I was given. Then, by the time, with just in a matter of months, I ended up with viral meningitis.
Totally bombarded. And do you know at most hospitals, if you allow them to, they will give a baby a hepatitis B vaccine within 3 hours of birth. Hepatitis B. It's a bloodborne pathogen. It doesn't even, a baby, unless they have no risk if they're an IV drug user or if they're, you know, sexually active, they have no use giving a hepatitis B to newborn babies. And there's actually a wonderful group called the AAPS, American Associations of Physicians and Surgeons. It's a group of doctors who are aware of the fact that the baby should not be getting hepatitis B, and they even asked for a moratorium. And now they're, you know, they're totally crucified by the medical establishment, even though they are medical doctors. So hepatitis B at birth, again at 2 months, along with the diphtheria, pertussis, tetanus, polio, homoinfluenza, pneumococcal, rotavirus vaccine, 8 diseases all at one time at 2 months of age, another 7 at 4 months, another 7, including the flu shot, they're given to babies at 6 months. And then, you know, it just goes on and on. The MMR is given between 12 and 15 months of age, 36 vaccines by the time they're 18 months of age. If you follow your doctor's recommendation. So the combination on the back of my card, the accumulation of all the heavy metals and all those ingredients in the back of the card, if you follow their recommendations, you're going to have all those ingredients in your body and more. I couldn't fit all the ingredients on the card. It's crazy what we're doing. Witch's brew is what it is.
And so the immune system is totally compromised, correct?
The immune system is compromised, and this is why, you know, vaccinated kids are always sick, and unvaccinated children like mine are never sick, you know, because they have all those, you know, that immune system that can be exposed to anything, and sometimes not even, you know, run a fever, sometimes just be exposed to it and have the resistance naturally, because, you know, Yahweh gives us natural defenses. I mean, you know, vomiting, diarrhea, purging, that's a purging, fever is to burn it up. And with the vaccine, you're bypassing his defenses straight to the bloodstream, injecting this witch's brew. So it's compromising the immune system, but it's also catching, it's not going through the normal reaction to the exposure of the germ. And this is my husband's message when we get him on the show. He's going to make everyone just so simplistically understand the whole disease process and how the vaccines are the underlying cause of every problem. Every problem, our creator's perfect.
Well, I know that there's a very big difference in my children who have not been vaccinated. My first daughter was vaccinated until she was about 4 and a half, and she was sick all the time once she started getting them. And my second one, of course, only had that one round. But I believe she, as a result of that, part of it is the severe scoliosis, which I've done research and actually brought me into oils, which I'll talk about a little bit later. And as you have mentioned many times, April, that Yahweh has given us perfect little bodies.
He gave us everything. And, you know, obviously, not only the autism being 1 in 67 children, I'm more like 1 in 30-some now, but what about all the other ADD, high cholesterol in children, cancer? Gary has a 2-year-old brain tumor, a 4-year-old leukemia. Where is this coming from? We show clearly in our presentation it's all coming directly from the underlying cause of all disease labels is the vaccination, the blood poisoning, and then the things that you eat, you breathe, you drink over the years, and there's a payday. But see, they come out and play later in life. Even in my daughter's case, I'm not sure if I covered this on Tuesday, but on Casey's case, I stopped her vaccines when she was 2. She didn't pass away until 10 days after her 4th birthday, 2 years after I stopped her vaccine. And this is how they get away with it, because the blood poisoning, all these heavy metals, the formaldehyde, the aluminum, the antifreeze, the MSG, the mercury, all of this in combination, mind you. I mean, it's not just mercury by itself or aluminum by itself. It's a mixture together with the animal viruses. They're in our bloodstream, every one of us. Every one of us have these poisons in our blood. And then when your immune system's, you know, weakened by some type of a stress, like a job loss or, you know, a divorce or a car accident, or in Casey's case, she developed mononucleosis, Epstein-Barr virus, last month of her life, and that weakened her immune system to allow the secondary infection to take hold. And even Dr. John Martin, one of our researchers, has taught me that the mono, the Epstein-Barr virus she had, and the bacterial meningitis was induced from the monkeys they used to make the vaccinations. So these diseases can come out later in life. You know, my dad died of ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, in his 50s from his flu shot, on top of his childhood vaccinations every year. Montel Williams of public, that is MS, his multiple sclerosis, was caused by his hepatitis B vaccine. That was the trigger on top of his childhood vaccination. So all these labels, they can happen later in life. So every disease label, and Gary is actually already has it, my husband has it on CD, and he's completing his book right now called What in the Cell is Going On.
Excuse me, you said the title was What in the Cell is Going On? That's pretty cute.
Yes. What in the cell is going on? And he explains that it's all the same disease, all disease labels. Fibromyalgia is arthritis. Arthritis is heart disease. Heart disease is cancer. Cancer is autism. It's all the same label, and it's the same disease. It's the cells malfunctioning. Our body's made up of cells. And when you malfunction the cells via the vaccines primarily and the other exposures through life, and then the trigger comes, that's when the disease label pops out based on your path of least resistance, your genetic weakness, he explains. But he's so right. And this is why he's so successful at reversing even four-stage terminal cancer. He reverses every disease label if he gets, you know, the patient, if they comply, because a lot of times, you know, he can't help someone, a cancer patient that, you know, wants to keep smoking cigarettes or keep eating McDonald's and doesn't want to make the changes necessary to reverse the disease process. But if he gets compliance, he can reverse any disease. And really, to he be the glory, to Yahweh be the glory, because it's just the wisdom, his wisdom, that's given my husband the ability to photographically understand all this at a cellular level, and you're just going to, like, totally, everybody's going to fall in love with him when they hear his wisdom, because they're going to recognize it comes from the Ruach HaKodesh.
Well, I do know that stress can trigger that. As I had shared last week, I was an Air Force brat, therefore I had every vaccination. And aside from the one that I talked about with the measles vaccination after the birth of my daughter, fast forward 18 years, I had a father who was dying, who needed 24-hour care, hospice care. I had become very healthy through detoxing, at least for all appearances, and the ability to be healed of thyroid and many other things, and to be able to have children again at age 41. And 43 with two babies back to back, about 18 months apart, not even feeling pregnant, and very, very healthy because of juicing and herbs and things like that, to the point when I slipped and fell right before my last child was born. And so I went into premature labor. I had an early baby, 5 weeks early. He had to be on a monitor, literally did not sleep more than 2 hours a night for no more than 30 minutes at a time out of that 2 hours. Then during that, we discovered that my 9-year-old daughter, second daughter at the time, had developed scoliosis, and it was enraged and just flaming so fast. She went from like 40 degrees to 80 something in 18 months, and we were doing around the clock therapy, physical therapy, braces, essential oils, herbs, detoxing, which to this day, I know she probably wouldn't even be here. She would not have been able to survive the surgeries or gotten as much correction and ability to be corrected if we had not done all of those things when they did do the surgery. Anyway, all of that was going on for me, and I went into a mode when things finally released and the pressure wasn't so great. My body decided to just collapse, and I started going to what they thought was angina, unstable angina attacks, where my blood vessels would kind of clamp down, and it was like a heart attack, but every time they got me to the hospital and checked me, it was not a heart attack. I used to control a lot with cayenne tincture, but it didn't always work. And doing more and more research, I suspected that it was the mercury in my mouth. I didn't really know how much it had to do with vaccinations at the time. I wasn't really aware that all of that was sitting down in my cells with the vaccinations. But what happened is I went to a bunch of doctors and they all tested me for heart disease. They thought I had a heart disease, but they couldn't find it. They were trying to give me medication that would harm me and the baby just to experiment and practice medicine. And I refused to take them. And every day for several months there, we thought I was going to die, and it was a great move of faith and all the things that Father did in our life. But what we ended up doing was I ended up going to a medical doctor with naturopathic training and did IV chelations, because it was getting to where we were calling the ambulance every day. And then I would have an argument with my husband because I didn't want the ambulance, because I was always fine once they showed up, and all the x-rays over and over for my heart just never showed anything. And so they were treating me as an unstable angina patient. But I got IV chelation, and that actually saved my life. And it helped me get healed to a point where I could function. But I still would have occasional chest pains and couldn't really do what I needed to do. And it would always happen when I was resting, actually. And I'll continue sharing this, and we'll be hearing from April Renee from Vaccination Information Center right after this break.
Rise up, my bride, get ready to go. Time to prepare for the days of woe. Return to the ways of Torah long ago. My bride must be ready for the days of woe. Rise up, my bride, don't you know? On your heels are the days of woe. Stones in the Mishkan, you're never.
Welcome back to the Remnant Mama Show. And we're on the last 15 minutes of the show with April Renee from the Vaccination Information Center. We will be back on August the 30th on the Tuesday Night Live show with April and her husband, who helps give some answers to cellular detoxing, especially for those who have had vaccinations. On the Remnant Mama Live show on the 16th and the 23rd, while I am at the She Brews Conference, Posey Salem from SeekTheAncientPath.com will be hosting the Remnant Mama Show live, and she will have a very interesting and special guest, and they will be speaking on shofars. So please join us. And so now I'll return to my story, and we'll listen to April as she continues to share. And after some more research and prayer, I decided to do the Dr. Schultz 30 days, I think it's 30 days incurables program. I did that and juicing, and I had my essential oils. I discovered the essential oils because of my daughter's scoliosis, which I found in some research was due to a virus in the spine. I believe that she probably got the vaccination either through genetically, it's not on my family side, but on her dad's side, it's, from what I understand, a chromosome from the father that carries it. Anyway, I did this incurables program. I did the juicing. I did all the hydrotherapy, etc. And what came out of that, though, and a lot of people need to realize this, when you are detoxing and cleaning your body, and sometimes you don't really know why or what you're doing, you're just doing what you know to do between the Holy Spirit and some research and what He's providing for you. I ended up with Epstein-Barr and the shingles, and I had the kind of shingles that it felt just like a demon was living in my chest. I had very few blisters, and the ones that I got never broke out, because as soon as I realized what I had, because I had had it at 14 also, at the age of 14, I used essential oils, lavender, and I believe it was tea tree oil, and they never finished breaking out. So I didn't have to suffer with that, but I had to suffer with the burning in the chest and the spine. I also learned that shingles, you know, being a virus of the spine, it also helps to go to a chiropractor and be adjusted, because it has to do with the nervous system. I also used a special dry sauna to fight the heat in the chest, ribs areas with heat, and it helped alleviate the pain. It helped with the pain quite a bit, even though that type of shingles that affected my rib cage lasted about 6 months before the pain totally went away and made me weak for about that long. But when I overcame with the shingles, because it seemed like all that detoxing brought that out, and then the Epstein-Barr, which was terrible, that was horrendous. I locked myself up in a room for 2 weeks, and between herbs and oils and prayer, I came out, I was healed, and then since that time, other than some other minor problems here or there that's usually controlled by eating behaviors, etc., I have not had any chest pains, and I am totally healed from that. So Father can do it. We just need to press in with a lot of prayer and look for His plans and His ways to heal and detox.
Unbelievable. Wow. That was the trigger I mentioned, the trigger that even with my daughter, the trigger is some type of a stress, you know? You would definitely not be here right now if you hadn't made that change. So thank God that you did. Because they were all of your problems, the vaccines were the underlying cause of, every single one of them, all the way down to the viral meningitis, everything. Everything you just talked about was caused by the vaccination, shall we show them clearly. Like you said, it's the evil one who's working hard against it. And Yahweh even warns us in Scripture, I don't know if we covered this last time, but Revelation 18:23, I believe it is, he says clearly that by thy sorceries nations are deceived. You know, the word pharmakia breaks down to the Greek word pharmaceutical breaks down to the Greek word pharmakia, which means sorcery and witchcraft. So Yahweh's warning us even in Scripture. And all of our problems are derived from, you know, not only the underlying blood poisoning, but then, you know, taking the antibiotics. The word itself, antibio, anti, against life. Why would we work against Yahweh? Why not, you know, do probiotics or do natural things? Like my husband was with his patients, he uses colloidal silver, a nano-sized, you know, top-grade colloidal silver, and maybe a grapefruit seed extract from the health food store.
Yes, and let me warn you to make sure that you follow the directions for grapefruit seed extract, because that stuff is more than powerful. If you think you can handle a lot of herbs and oils, make sure you watch out for that and follow the directions. About 18 years ago, I took that and did not dilute it and took it straight, and I thought I would never recover. So Father has powerful, powerful things for healing and restoring the body in His fruits and vegetables and plants and herbs. Praise Him.
You know, these are natural ways to kill off bad bacteria that's in your body and then give your body probiotics. So it just everything we learn from the medical establishment, i.e. pharmacia, i.e. Rothschild Rockefellers, is to work against our yah-giving immune system. And it sets the stage. The vaccines are what sets the stage, especially with you, because you were, you know, like you said, a military brat. So you received probably all kinds of experimental vaccines, and, you know, you had no choice but to clean up your cells, or you would not be here anymore.
Well, April, let's talk about what is in vaccinations. I know we covered this a little bit last week, but you have these wonderful cards that I have passed out. I pass them out to waiters and mothers and anywhere and everywhere. You can post it in the grocery store and different places, especially where they have things posted that say you have to vaccinate. You have this card that says educate before you vaccinate. And it has information on the front for contact information, where to go for more information. And on the back, it has vaccine ingredients.
Since I'm speaking to a group of believers, I'd like to share how his hand created those cards. Do you mind?
Absolutely, I don't mind. Please do share.
After I lost my baby, of course, I know, you know, Yahweh showed me everything very clearly on why he had to, you know, why she wasn't here anymore, why she had to go away after 4 years, and what I was going to be doing in honor of her for him. So here I am, all pumped up, ready to go fight and, you know, conquer the world for Yahweh. And at the time, he was Jesus. But anyway, I started telling everybody about the vaccines, and they all looked at me like I had three heads. They were like, she's lost her kids, she's lost her mind. So I remember going into prayer about it because I was not effective by educating people. And I went into prayer about it, and I'm like, I'm doing something wrong. They're not getting it. They think I'm crazy. And I was talking to my cousin, and she worked at a printing company for like 10 years. She was the assistant to the owner or whatever. And I was talking to her, and I'm like, is there something we can create just to kind of, you know, penetrate that brainwashed wall that comes up? I mean, everybody just thinks these things are wonderful. Is there something we can create just to kind of get their attention? She calls her graphic guy. He creates the logo, the owl logo. It was just so divinely led, and I'm really not even giving him any glory right now. It was even more divine than what I'm even explaining right now, but it was so divine how these cards were created. And that's what they're designed to do. They're designed to just plant the seed. He'll grow the seed. But just, you know, hand it to a pregnant woman. Just say, you might want to look into this. Or leave them. If I get pulled over for a speeding ticket or without a seatbelt or something, I'll hand the cop a card. I give the card to anybody Yahweh puts in front of me because people just don't know. And this gives them an avenue to lead them to truth.
Well, I just wanted to share that. Just this past week, I spoke at a birthing center and gave many of the cards away. And within an hour of getting home that day, I had someone call me and let me know that they were very thankful for the card and information because they went online, read the information, and said that they had scheduled to have their child get vaccinations this week. But now that they'd read that, they were not going to be getting vaccinations. So praise Yahweh. The information is getting out, and we just need to keep going so that we can save more Cassies, like your little girl that passed away and got autism. And I know several families whose children have autism directly after a vaccination, and many other families who have had problems as a direct result of vaccinations.
Yeah, because we just don't know. I mean, do you know, even the pediatricians do not know the ingredients in vaccines. I've had parents, you know, people call me that are passing out the cards, tell me they gave it to their pediatrician, and their pediatrician, you know, they get angry when somebody even asks them, are you aware this is in the vaccine? Because they don't know, and you're questioning their authority. So they get angry and literally storm out of the office. So these doctors don't even know, and this is why, you know, they're just literally, I call them legal drug dealers. They're poisoning our babies, and they don't even realize what they're putting into our children. But yeah, no, it's definitely the seed planters. Please, anyone who's interested, either contact me via my email, which is vic@vacinfo.org, vacinfo.org, or you can call 800-939-8227 with your mailing address, and I will ship you a stack of 100 cards for free, no charge to send. Yahweh just always provides, and you know, you can start planting seeds and be the voice for the voiceless. That's what these cards are all about, is being a voice for these children that can't make a choice. You know, as an adult, we have a choice to take the tetanus shot. We have a choice to take the flu shot, the H1N1 shot. which are all vaccines, by the way, and those ingredients are included in all those vaccines as well.
Well, and many adults may have a choice, but they don't really know what they're choosing, and or they think they're doing it because they have to. They don't really stop to think or question or do any research and understand that there is a propaganda, there is a program, there is a plan to destroy the human body. And so everyone, old and young, the old people get attacked with the flu shots, and many of them die right away after a flu shot within a matter of days or weeks. So everyone needs to know this, and we encourage you to please tell others.
I know. But at least they do have a mouth to say yes or no, whereas these babies do not, is my point. And I encourage everyone who has a heart to help me be the voice for these innocent victims, and you know, call me or email me with your address, and I will send you a stack of these cards. And it also alleviates the debate. You know, if you're not really armed to defend yourself, which most people are not, you know, you'll get into a confrontation with someone when you start discussing, especially if you don't have the facts. You know, if you don't bring up the congressional hearings and the research and all that, things that you're not aware of. So these cards will alleviate that for you. You just plant the seed. You don't have to even say anything else. Just say, here, look into this.
I'm not going to say anything else. I can't have a battle with someone that's not, you know, armed with information. Inform yourself, and then we'll discuss it. You know, so they're just great ways of just leading someone, because like Nita said, the ingredients being on the card, it gets their attention. Like, oh my gosh, I did not know this was in shots and vaccines. And then they have the website to go and get the information about the exemption laws and the research and all the things that we're talking about. So please help. And this is a good time for me to introduce what we're being led to do. This is something that Yahweh showed me when I lost my daughter back in 1999. He showed me this is what I was going to do for him. And it's finally, I think, his timing. Because one thing I've had to learn over the last 15, 16 years is his will, his timing, not mine. So he's got through. I understand that completely now. But I really believe this is now the time. Starting September 11th is our first Out of Babylon presentation. And we're going to be not only exposing the theology arm, because most of the listeners are believers in the Hebrew roots and all that. And that's something I've been led over my whole life. And that's a whole nother radio show. But anyway, it's going to be exposing the theology arm, the Shabbat, the Sabbath, the feast, all that, as well as the vaccine message coming out of Babylon with the, you know, the vaccines. And then my husband finishes up the Babylon presentation with the solution, with the bigger picture of the whole, what in the cell is going on. And then, you know, the intricacy of the inner workings of the cell. He has a whole video playing in the background as he walks on stage. It's amazing, showing how wonderful our Creator is and how He designed everything. He calls it divine design, everything to work in synergy. Anyway, but mostly He gives a solution. So we're going to be in Nashville, Tennessee, our first one on September 11th. And then we're going to be in Kansas City, Missouri. We're going to be on the September 18th, the following Sunday. It's going to be a Sunday afternoon presentation from 2 o'clock until 9 o'clock. And then we're going to be the following Sunday in Phoenix, Arizona. Then we're going to be going for Yom Torah in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And I'm pretty sure we'll be doing a presentation there, too. I don't know for sure. I know the first three that I mentioned are definitely going to be the Babylon presentation. But we will be spending Yom Torah and possibly into Yom Kippur on in Albuquerque, New Mexico. So anybody that wants to come, their eyes will be totally opened. If you're unable to attend one of those presentations, once again, I have the presentation, my presentation on DVD. I can send this to you for free. I do accept donations, but do not require them for free. So if you'd like to get the presentation just to be able to get armed, because once again, if you're uneducated, these medical doctors and other people that are uneducated will intimidate you. But if you're educated, you'll intimidate them. So I encourage everyone who's listening, who's feeling the spirit move, please get this DVD. It has all the information you need. It's an hour presentation to arm yourself to be able to defend yourself.